I am very glad to welcome today to our show our State Senator Peter Wirth. He is here with us today to talk about a controversial diversion dam proposal for the Gila River. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Senator Wirth.
Good morning, Zaylee.
Well, I know we have 1.5 days left, and I know that this specific proposal has been stalled a little bit. But first, I just want to say a few words about the Gila River. I know you've worked really hard on this. It is, for those who don't know, a tributary of the Colorado River, begins in the Gila National Forest, and flows all the way to Arizona. This happens to be one of the few remaining undammed rivers in the United States and the only one in New Mexico, so I know that it's very dear to a lot of people. Now, this is coming about. Can you tell us about this issue under the 2004 settlement agreement with Arizona and what this bill is about?
Absolutely. So it's Senate Bill 89, and we had an extensive hearing on the bill on the floor of the Senate during this session. And the issue is this: the Interstate Stream Commission has a major decision to make at the end of this year. The decision is to spend the money that's been allocated to New Mexico under the Arizona Water Settlement Act of 2004 on non-diversion projects to notify the Department of Interior of a desire to proceed forward with a diversion project, or come up with some combination of both. So Senate Bill 89 inserted the legislature into that process. There's been an ongoing discussion with the Interstate Stream Commission for the last 10 years, and they've been trying to figure out how to move forward. There's about $90 million on the table now. If the diversion option is pursued, there's additional money, guaranteed $34 million, and it could be up to $62 million if they proceed with a diversion. So this bill was really designed to, again, bring the Interstate Stream Commission in front of the legislature and have this discussion. Because, as you mentioned, this really is a special place in southwestern New Mexico, and it's something that even sitting here as the senator from Santa Fe, I agreed to get involved with Senator Morales, who's from Silver City, because I think this is a major decision that has impacts for our state and really has impacts for the West as we deal with the results of climate change and extreme drought.
Well, and you have talked about some of the ways that the money could be spent, but this, if we don't go forward with this, we'll be foregoing millions of dollars in federal funds. Is this correct?
Well, partly. Here's the interesting thing, and again, one thing that's important about the bill we carried, it didn't draw a definitive line and say the Interstate Stream Commission couldn't continue to look at the option of a diversion. What it said is, spend $82 million of this money, which is coming to New Mexico regardless of what we do.
Oh, okay. Spend
it on the non-diversion projects. And the thing that's interesting, Zaylee, is that the non-diversion projects, I think, are a roadmap for what every community in the state of New Mexico and really in the West is going to have to do when it comes to water conservation. And I'll just quickly run through kind of the list. There's municipal conservation, agricultural conservation, improving ditches and things of that nature, reusing effluent, something we're talking about here in Santa Fe, watershed restoration, one of the biggest issues facing our state, obviously because of the fire danger. But the other side of it, when you create healthy forests, it also means more water gets to the river. And so what was kind of almost made me really pause when I agreed to get involved with this bill is the fact that doing the conservation projects and the forest thinning actually creates three times the amount of water that's proposed to come from this diversion. So, again, here's a chance to spend our federal tax dollars, be a model for the rest of the state, or kind of, quite frankly, go down the road of a diversion project that Norm Gom, who is the former director of the Interstate Stream Commission, he came forward during this bill, and his testimony was that this project is way under budgeted. They're estimating $350 million. He thinks it'll be far more than that. And he thinks the engineering, in his words, is fatally flawed. So,
and didn't he also say this is also going to be about $5 million a year to operate if this goes through? Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And interesting, it's a fascinating look at all the complexities of water law. These are junior water rights. What that means is that we only get the water when the river is in flood stage or extremely high. The problem is that when the river's in flood stage, there's a lot of sediment in the river. And when there's a lot of sediment in the river, this is an issue we've had here in Santa Fe with the Buckman diversion and also in Albuquerque with the diversion there. When there's a lot of sediment, it makes it extremely difficult to move that water. And so his testimony is that given how this pipeline would be constructed, it's just not going to work because of the high sediment level.
And I will add, I think GOM did also work on the Buckman diversion project, and that was initially estimated to be about $99 million and rose to $235 million, I think?
I think that's exactly right.
So it would appear, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, the issues of doing a diversion project seem to be fairly short-sighted, fairly excited about some initial funding coming in without really a long-range view or really a realistic view of the water crisis that we're experiencing here.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I think there was a lot of frustration expressed by the committee that here we are 10 years after the settlement was put in place, having to face this decision and the legislature needing to intervene because the decision hasn't been made. I quite frankly was stunned to have Norm GOM step forward like this and raise such serious issues about the engineering itself. Based on what he's saying, this project can't be built. I mean, I guess it could be built. Anything could be built if we spent, you know, an unlimited amount of money, but it's nowhere near the estimates that we were being told. And I think the important thing for listeners to understand is that, you know, we've got some federal dollars here, more than $100 million. You know, maybe it's $120 million, best case scenario, or even, you know, with interest, it could go up to $150 million. But if you're talking about a diversion project that is $350 to $500 million, where's the rest of the money going to come from? And I think one of the things the legislature is really alert to is, you know, don't be moving us forward on this and then come back and ask the taxpayers of New Mexico to spend hundreds of millions of dollars for what at the end of the day is 7,500 acre feet. That's less water, you know, than the city of Santa Fe uses in a year. So it just doesn't pencil out when you look at it in lots of different ways.
And this relates to a second bill, Senate Bill 90, that you also sponsored, that asks the commission to secure all funding for a river diversion before seeking approval for the project and to literally offset the taxpayers having to foot the bill when they can't come up with the rest of the monies.
That's correct. And that bill was not ruled germane because it is a budget session. But again, that's exactly right. We wanted to start this discussion. And let me say this, Zaylee, and I think this is another piece that people are frustrated that the bill didn't pass out of the Senate Conservation Committee. It initially didn't. It failed on a due pass motion and tied on a motion to move it with no recommendation. But I walked away from the hearing really encouraged that we had a discussion that was respectful, both sides. The tension was, you could cut it with a knife in the room. The passion that's involved with water is something we're seeing across the state. And I think both sides were able to present, and I think the Interstate Stream Commission and Esteban Lopez, who's the director, there's no question they heard the range of issues that were presented, and I think are willing to kind of reach out and see if there's some way to have a dialogue here as this decision continues to be pondered for the rest of the year.
So who does actually benefit if a diversion project were to be constructed? Because obviously if it's split, there are many people who do support this.
Yeah, there are. And I think certainly the agricultural community that's on the other side of the ridge, I call it, but in the next drainage over that would benefit from having the water moved, testified in support. I worry that they've been given the sense that, you know, this is quote-unquote free water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's kind of a frustration I have. Also, the city of Deming stepped forward. They would be interested in having the pipeline moved to their part of the state. You know, it would be a different interest, in my opinion, if they were actually stepping up with the money to pay for it. Right. This is the big thing. No one has stepped up and said where the $200, $300, $400 million that we're still short is going to come from. And I do think that kind of leads back to the non-diversion alternatives and what a lost opportunity it would be if we didn't spend the bulk of this money doing things that I think, again, really need to be done at all levels in this state.
But it does sound like there is some discussion about that. What is the next step here? Because it was tabled a 5-5 tie here, and the decision, I'm assuming, still has to be made by the end of the year. So what are the next steps, Senator?
Well, the decision is made by the Interstate Stream Commission, and they're going to have a string of meetings between now and the end of the year when they've got to send the letter to the Secretary of Interior. My hope is that Norm Gom and his testimony has really moved the needle. And so I would hope that the Interstate Stream Commission would listen to what he had to say. I think he's someone who has huge credibility here in this chamber. You know, he served as the director of the Interstate Stream Commission under Governor Johnson. And so it seems to me that we've got to get a definitive answer to this engineering question. And I think that testimony and certainly getting a second opinion to look at this, that itself could really change things. I do know the Interstate Stream Commission and the director, there is a feeling like if we don't notify the department, we lose this option. So, again, I think there could be some effort to try and, you know, delay again by doing a notification. That, to me, would be a mistake. And I say that because here we are, you know, we talk a lot over here about job creation and what an amazing opportunity to pump $82 million or more of our federal tax dollars into the whole Silver City economy doing conservation. And so I think there's a whole string of reasons, really, you come at it from whatever direction, that lead me to conclude that as we sit here today, absent some evidence that this project is feasible at a cost that's not completely off the books, I just think that the choice seems obvious to me. But again, members of the committee that I chair, the Senate Conservation Committee, were evenly split, which kind of demonstrates all the challenges with all these water decisions.
Well, and I, as a citizen of the state, 10 years already in the running, it does seem a little bit absurd to postpone it even more. I mean, particularly considering the water crisis that we have and the needs for conservation efforts. Even our governor, Susana Martinez, has said that, you know, a good 60% of capital outlay should go into water infrastructure projects. So I think even she's getting the message that it's very critical we deal with these things. Is there anything, Senator Wirth, that citizens of this city and state can do to either add their voices or help this issue along one way or the other?
Well, I definitely think that citizens throughout the state should continue to watch what's happening and participate. One of the things that carrying the bill here this session did was really elevate the profile of this decision on the Gila, not only in New Mexico, but in the West. And so, again, I think that I appreciate getting the chance to talk to listeners here in Santa Fe, and the New Mexicans done a great job of really highlighting the challenges that we face. And just any chance, any opportunity to participate, the Interstate Stream Commission will have a process that they go through. And I just think folks throughout the state need to be involved.
Great. Well, again, I'm speaking with Senator Peter Wirth about a controversial diversion dam proposal for the Gila River. Again, one of the few remaining undammed rivers in the United States, the only one in New Mexico. There have already been, I think, at least two attempts to dam it before that have been defeated. We know water is incredibly essential here. I would love it, Senator, given there's only a day and a half left in the legislative session, can you just give us a sense of how it's moving along, what might happen in the next day and a half? I know you also sponsored a texting bill, several others. Is there anything you'd like to mention here to the listeners?
Sure. Well, the texting bill did pass the House, so that's up on the governor's desk, and hopeful that will be signed. The big news and the real big breakthrough that happened in the last day or so was on the state budget. You know, it's a 30-day legislative session. Our primary focus is to pass a budget excess of $6 billion, and the House couldn't get it done. They were tied. Something I've not seen, the budget was actually run out of the Senate this year, and I'm extremely encouraged that we were able to find a compromise that resulted in a unanimous vote in the state Senate yesterday on the state budget.
And was there a specific point of compromise that had to be taken out or in?
Yeah, there was. It's amazing that you've got a budget over $6 billion and you're talking about $20 million or so that's education funding. And the big issue with education funding is whether or not it's going to fund through the equalization formula, which means that it goes to the school districts who have locally elected boards and they allocate the money, or it's what's called below the line, which means it basically flows through the Department of Education. And the big sticking point for Democrats, and certainly for me, was the governor's push to have the option of doing merit pay for teachers, something that our educators, certainly here in Santa Fe, everyone I've talked to have said that's not a good idea. And so, again, this is the challenge that we've seen also with, obviously, Secretary-designate Scandera. You know, that confirmation happened, too. But I think this was playing out in the budget process itself. We came up with some language that, again, creates some option if districts want to proceed in that direction but doesn't mandate the merit pay on any district. And so, again, it's not the perfect solution, but you know, we've got divided government, so that means compromise. And again, a 42-0 vote is a sign to me that it's a pretty good compromise.
Absolutely. You mentioned Secretary-designate Scandera. Now, she was not confirmed, though, or was she at the last minute?
No, she was not.
She was
not confirmed again. And in fact, it was the identical vote to what happened on the Gila. The do pass motion failed 6-4. Four votes yes, six votes no, and then on a no recommendation motion, it tied 5-5. And so that means it stays in the committee, and there's not going to be a vote on the floor on that particular nomination. We did yesterday have a discussion in the Rules Committee and on the floor about Secretary Ryan Flynn, who now is Secretary Flynn. So that was the Environment Secretary, another contentious one, but he ultimately was.
There were a
confirmed.
Lot of environmental groups who were very opposed to that nomination confirmation, correct?
Yeah, there were, and it was particularly challenging for me because I actually do think he's a very smart man and has a skill set that I think can lead to do a good job, but boy, when you have questions about how regulations are being put in place when it comes to groundwater, I made the decision to vote against him on the floor because to me, the protection of groundwater is so critical in our state, and I just defaulted to the groundwater over a person who ultimately, I think, now heard the message, and we hope he can do a good job and really make sure that the interests are balanced in the job he's in.
Certainly, we'll all be watching out for that. Now, one issue I had been following a bit was gun control, and there was kind of a funny little back and forth that started in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, about having bigger, stricter use on gum in the Capitol building than on gun control. And I thought that was fairly ironic, but in the end, any kind of gun control legislation died there, right?
It did.
But gum, we are still not allowed. What about my rights to chew gum, Senator?
Well, there you go. I think if you really went in there and exerted your constitutional right to do that, it'd be interesting to see what happened. But I did carry a bill, as did Representative Brian Egoff, to ban guns in the Senate and in the House. Again, it's amazing to me that we've got loaded firearms in our committee rooms, and what really tipped it for me was last session when constituents told me that they simply were too scared to come and testify in committee rooms because there were so many citizens with weapons. And again, this is everyone's house here, and it's the democratic process, and you know there are constitutional rights involved, but it just, we've reached a point, in my opinion, when it's gone too far. And so I did have the rule change. It failed in the Senate committee, and that's where the gum sign was posted. Representative Egoff made it through one committee, but ultimately that didn't move. You know, and it's one of those things that is a discussion that needs to continue, and I'm hopeful that we can figure out, you know, the proper balance here. So we'll continue talking about it.
Well, I do suspect it will come up again because I think it's important for a lot of people, certainly not just in Santa Fe or this state, but across the nation. So hopefully that conversation will continue. And the thought that people feel too afraid to come in and testify is certainly a powerful one, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, it's the essence of democracy. And what's so amazing about this Capitol is, you know, constituents can walk right up to me on the Senate floor before we start. And I always tell folks, you know, come see me. All the lobbyists are down there, and I'd much rather, you know, talk to the constituents. And so the openness is the ultimate component of the democratic process. But this piece of what's happening here with the guns, it threatens that. And so I just think that there has to be the right balance, and that's what we're going to keep talking about.
And just quickly before we go, I know that there are a couple jobs bills, some that I know that Think New Mexico and Fred Nathan spoke about on this radio show before the session that seem to be kind of progressing here in terms of creating a portal for businesses and also taxes being collected. Can you speak to that at all, or are there some positive?
Yeah, we passed the portal bill, went through the Senate unanimously. I think that one's over in the House. And I know that at least one of the other bills is on the Senate calendar. You know, tax bills are always, always tricky. And I've carried, you know, the bill on the corporate tax forever. The challenge is that when you're reducing taxes, you've got to figure out where the revenue is going to come from.
Exactly.
And I know that Think New Mexico did have a proposal to find the revenue, which I appreciated. What happened, though, is that part of the bill was stripped out. So,
okay,
you know, all of a sudden it's going to cost some money, and I think that always gets the appropriators worried about it. But, boy, we need to have this tax discussion, and I'm delighted to have, you know, Think New Mexico working on the tax issue, because that's a huge mess for our state, and something that if we're going to move forward and pull ourselves out, we're going to have to work on in future sessions.
Well, I've been hearing that from a lot of different corners, so we will be following that again. We have just a day and a half left in the session. Thank you so much, Senator Wirth, for taking the time to be with us today. We will be following this, and hopefully we can speak again about this diversion project down the line. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be speaking about another fairly critical issue to Santa Fe, and that is transportation. Thank you so much, Senator.